So kuyisika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 13 kuLwezi 2022 ngoKeith Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Yebo, uphiwe imota ye-Mercedes Benz eyokuthi asebenzise AFEMED.
Umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo uMnumzana Douglas Monzora wanikwa ipulazi lezimota nguhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Abantu laba bagoqela ubaba uStrike Nkandla, ubaba uMatthew Sibanda, ubaba uKim Kala, nomama uMildred Mkandla.
Kuyaxozela okumangalisayo kubandla lezaphu osokuxotshwe amalunga ucatshakelwa ukuba badonsela ibandla leli egangeni.
Abantu bathina bezide ukuthi kambe leyo bekungumcimbi oqondileyo kumbe bekungumcimbi wokuthi i-political party i-ZANU-PF yezokhwezilisa igama layo.
Babambe wangaphansi abantu kulandela okwenziwe iziphathamandla zikahulumende ezithenge idlaladeli likaSandra Ndebele elitsha ngemali edlula kancane inkulungwane ezimbili zamadola eMelika. Zalethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Umkhokeli webandla eliphikisayo LMDCT uMnumzana Douglas Monzora kubikwa ukuba wanikwa ipulazi lezimota nguhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. UMonzora laye utshele umsakazi weStudio 7 ukuba kuliselesikhathi wathola ipulazi esabeleni seMatanikaland. Uthe wanikwa imota nguhulumende esanda kuba ngumkhokheli webandla ngumkhokheli wamabandla aphikisayo kudala lephalamende. UMnumzana Witness Dube ophethe uhlangothi olubona ngokwethula kwembiko ku-MDCT uthi akumangalisi ukuthi uMonzora ulepulazi njalo wanikwa imota nguhulumende.
Mayelana neplazi, ubaba uMonzora uleplazi ali-aplayela kuhulumende ngomnyaka ka-1998, ibandla le-MDC lingakabi khona. Walithola ngawo lowo mnyaka ka-1988 lelo plazi enyanga. Qalisa ukulima kilo izimvu ngawo lowo mnyaka ka-1988. Ngiyakhumbula ngomnyaka ka-2014 wayefuna la ukuthi kuCongress abise amaparishi lalokuyana ayekukhipha eplazini lakhe. Njalo sorike laba neminye imisebenzi efana nokuyenjiwa kwegolide khona lapho kulelo plazi. So liplazi elidala aba lalo 1 year ibandla le-MDC lingakabi khona. So lokho kuthiwa ulithole khathesi akusili iqiniso, abakwazi ukudingisisa bangadingisisa bazakuthola ukuthi kunjengoba kunjalo liplazi asebelalo kusukela ngomnyaka ka-1998. Kanti njalo ibandla le-MDC lathatha isinqumo ngo-2014 esokuthi umuntu nomuntu uyakwanisa ukuthi a-aplayele umhlaba alime. Yikho libona obabonyube uprofesa Osman Nyube bangabalimi, ubabuthwangirayo ngokwakhe wathi bhubha wayesengumlimi. Emoteni lapha yebo, uphiwe imota ye-Mercedes Benz eyokuthi asebenzise AFEMED. Njalo lapho eyiphiwa kayisuke owokuqala ukuthi aphiwe leyo mota ku-opposition. Ubaba Gibson Sibanda wayengu-leader of the opposition, wayehola njengominista, wayephiwa zonke izicoco zikaminista. Umama uThokozani Kuphe ngo-2013 nguye owaba yi-official leader of the opposition. Lesi sicoco siphiwa umuntu oyabe eyisinia kubandla eliphikisayo njalo esephalamende. Yikho lalingaphiwa ubaba uTsvangirai ngoba wayephandle. Waphiwa umama uKuphe, waphiwa imota e-Land Rover Discovery 4 abafunayo registration AEI 1831 ayiphiwa phezu kwemota yokuba lilunga lehlale lephalamende. Waphiwa njalo i-diplomatic passport yokuhambisa njenge-official leader of the opposition. Abanye bengakaphiwa. Wayekhona njengominista, wayelo-driver njengominista, wayelo-aide njengominista. So ubaba uMonzora ungena nje kulesi sikhundla uhamba lapho obekuvele kuhamba wonke ama-official leaders of the opposition okwakhe sokuphezulu ke ngoba kasakhokheli i-MDC alliance kuphela eyiyo elamalunga edwa lephalamende amaningi usekhokhela nayo i-CCC.
Umnumzana Witness Dube uphethe uhlangothi olubona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko kubandla le-MTCT asenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu leziphathamandla zikahulumende kanye labanye bakumabandla aphikisayo. Uyaxokozela okumangalisayo kubandla lezaphu osekuxotshwe amalunga okucatshangelwa ukuba adonsela ibandla leli egangeni. Umnumzana Msongelwa Ndlovu, isikhulumeli sebandla leli, uthi abantu laba babevele bephikisa ubukhokheli bukamnumzana Sibangelizwe Nkomo kungakenziwa umhlangano omkhulu weCongress koBulawayo. UNdlovu uthi bangeke besebenze labantu abaphikisa konke okwenziwa libandla lezaphu.
Akula muntu ophothiwe, abantu bazixhotshe bodwa. Ngifuna abantu bakunanzelele lokho ukuthi bazixhotshe bodwa ngabantu abaphambuka endleleni bakhethe abindlela. Abantu laba bagoqela ubaba uStrike Mkandla, ubaba uMatthew Sibanda, ubaba uKim Kala nomama uMildred Mkandla.
Benzeni okungenza ukuthi bezigxothe kubandla lezaphu?
I-constitution yethu yezaphu ayivumeli ilunga lebandla ukuthi lihambise ibandla e-court. Bahambisa ibandla e-court sisiya ku-Congress. Sakhomisana umlotha, sathi siphendukile i-Congress yaqhubeka. Beyibo abaphethe umsebenzi we-Congress. Bathi sebenqotshiwe babuyela njalo e-court bephikisa impumela ye-Congress. Abadala bahlala labo phansi, bakhulumisana labo, sakhulumisana umlotha njalo, bathi sokwedlule. Ujikijiki kwaba lezikhundla ezinye sokuhamba emhlabeni u-national chairman ubaba uMbayiwa lo treasurer se-resignile. Babuya futhi bancintisa kulezo zikhundla, badliwa. Babuyela futhi e-court. Recently babuye bacitha umhlangano owe-National Executive koBulawayo. Bedinga abantu babathengela utshwala bazobuya bazotshengisela lapha sihlangene khona sibuthene silungise indaba zephathi. Khathesi babhizi bahamba emaphandleni bethatha abantu bezaphu bethi bona balungiselela ukusungula inhlanganiso. Yikho okwenze inkokheli zezaphu from presidency zahlala phansi zarecommenda ukuthi hayi kungcono sehlukane la. I-presidency yasithatha udaba yalisa ku-National Executive Committee. I-National Executive Committee yavumelana la. Namhlanje siphuma ku-National People's Council, which is the highest decision making body between Congress, layo isivumelane lakho ukuthi sehlukane.
UMnumzana Msongelwa Ndlovu, isikhulumeli sebandla lezaphu, sixoxe laye ese-Johannesburg kwele-South Africa. Siphinde saxoxa ngodaba lolu lo mnumzana Ernest Ndlovu, omunye owaphikisa ubukhokheli bukaNkomo othi laye usexotshiwe kubandla leli.
Ukuxokozela kubandla kuba khona ngoba bakhona abavele abamyenza bathi kambe njengomhla kaNkomo uzathola isapoti enkulu kakhulu, nakwenza wangena wayithola le sapoti ukuthi khona ungumntu kaJoshua Ntuli owayeyimongameli yezaphu ngesikhathi se-liberation struggle up to the time ezizingene kwiyunivesithi yezanu-PF. So wangena but simbonisa ukuthi ndoda lokho okwenzileyo siyo democracy ngoba izaphu kayisiyo yelisa. Kumele ukuthi kwenzeke ima-structures, ikhule ima-structures, then wazi ukuthi thina uyaphila kuma-structures, uyabonakala ukuthi lokukhokheli bantu bazakukhetha, but abanye bamiyenza wangena. Yikho saphikisana nakho, hhayi sakubona ukuthi hhayi njengoba abantu abanye beyenezile wangena akulani, kodwa sizabe siyoke simbonise ukuthi ungeneke ngeko emthethweni. Nakathethi nje ngikhuluma baningi abantu asebebonile ukuthi ubukhokheli bakhe kabuyisi zakhu ndawo.
Sebelixothile kumbe kuhamba njani kona ngokuzo kwakho?
ukuthi xotha ngibona kumedia le-social media ukuthi uthi yena nesikhulumeli sakhe nawo nxa ekhuluma uthi sebesixothile ngoba kukhanya sifuna ukufona enye iphathi. Enye iphathi le yathi sifuna ukuyifoma akwazi ukuthi umuntu uthethe ngathi yi-propaganda yamanga le afuna ukuthi khona adigedrade kwanda abadala abathele bekhona kuzaphu kwenzela ukuthi ayenze intambo yakhe nephathi yezaphu kumbe sefuna ukuthi khona akhulise indlela yelifa ukuthi izaphu ithiyelwane ngokwelifa ingathiyelwane ngokwedemokrasi.
Umnumzana Ernest Ndlovu ukubandla lezaphu sixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Babambe owangaphansi abantu kulandela okwenziwe iziphathamandla zikahulumende ezidenge idlalade lika-Sanral Ndebele elitsha ngemali edlula kancane inkulungwane ezimbili zamadola emelika. Kubikwa ukuba umnumzana Mthuli Ncube, umphathintambo wezemali, uthenge idlalade lika-Sanral Ndebele elitsha ngemali efika phose inkulungwane ezilijumi zamadola emelika, 8500 United States dollars. Umnumzana Thino Machakaire, umsekeli womphathintambo obona ngezemidlalo, yena ukhokhe amadola azinkulungwane ezilijumi lantathu, 13,000 United States dollars. Kulabanye njalo abadlelana lohulumende abakhokhe imali eningi okumangalisayo. Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, okunhlanganiso ye-Progressive Residents Association, ngomunye wababambe owangaphansi ngokwenzakale izolo kusihlwa kobulawayo.
Sizile lapha kulenza umcimbi lowo okaSandra Ndebele emhlabeni odumileyo owenzakale ngale Trade Fairgrounds. Ube ngumcimbi sibilo kulodumo ngesikhathi kuyiwa khona. Kodwa-ke bathi abantu sebekhona ngale sebesuka lapho sokuthitha izimali kwakhanya ngathi kulokukhonona. Abantu bayakhonona ukuthi kukhanya ngathi sesiba labantu isiwashe lomthuli laba bona abantu abaziwayo kupolitics abakhupha imali eziningi. So abantu bathina bezitshe ukuthi kambe leyo bekungumcimbi oqondileyo kumbe bekungumcimbi wokuthi i-political party ezanu-P F yezokhweza ilizwe igama layo. So abantu bayakhonona khona bana abanye sibili hayi uyeza bekhonona. Yikohlala nje sithi ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi kuba kuhle ukuthi nxa sezindele ezikakhulu ezamatis ezama-sports. Kuthi la abantu abaziwayo kakhulu amapholijeni amakhulu la angathi asondele eceleni ngoba akakhanya seveze kakhulu ikhanda. Abantu bagcina sebeswela bengasakwazi kambe lokhu yikho kumbe ayisikho. So ke sikhuluma kanje bakhona abantu abakhonona abathi hhayi umcimbi lwana babona ngathi vele wena ubunge wezanu P F kodwa ubuye nje icatshile ngendlela yokuthi kuzolonke i-albhamu.
Kodwa-ke phela lapha Sibindi bayancedisa ngokutsho kwabo, bancedisa-ke abantu abangabomama abaculayo, bancedise futhi lamadoda. So akuncedini khonokho?
Yes, ukuncedisa akulantwembi, kodwa phela singakhohlwa ukuthi eZimbabwe sabantu abaningi abahluphekileyo, sibili abangelani. Silabantu ama-childhood families, silabantu lapha abagogekileyo abafuna uncedo, silabo abantu abadala abangasenelisi abanye sibona oshinela izindlu lapho ikhansi bathathela impahla. Abantu abathwele nzima abaphila impilo everyday. So sithi thina nxa khona okusenzakala bona bana abantu phela laba abakhangele kwesakikho ukuthi nxa usifika ukukhanyisa uthutha nisiyathiwa emcimbini kuphela kodwa ngapha phansi ungabonakali. Yikho kusipha abantu ukuthi bancedise omama akulantwembi, ukuthi bancedise ama-artist akulantwembi, kodwa phela abaqale ngapha phansi la abahluphe kakhulu ngoba abantu eZimbabwe into zinzima.
Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, ukunhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association, sixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Kuthi-ke umnumzana Nkululeko Innocent Dube okuqembule iyasa uthi kuhle kakhulu okwenziwe nguMandebele.
Simchayela ihlombe uMandebele ngakwenzileyo, simchayela ihlombe ngokwanelisa ukuphakamisa abantu bepolitiki, aphakamise osomabhizimisi, aphakamise umphakathi wonke labantu esibe singacabangeli ukuthi bangaza kwaBulawayo bazoxhasa omunye wethu. Kuhle akwenzileyo, siyambongela. Kuhle ukuthi sibone abantu bebuya bezothi gwaqa komunye wethu, kumntwana wethu, bemxhasa, bemtshengisa uthando abalutshengisileyo izolo. Ngimchayela ihlombe ngalokho, ngithi asifundeni kuye sonke, ngithi labanye ababuyayo kabafunde kuye babone ukuthi ayisiyonto eliphupho nje ukuthi singanelisa ukuzidonsa, singanelisa ukubadonsa osomkhulu bethu beze bazosixhasa kulokho kwenzayo. Yikho ngithi hayi ngimtshayela ihlombe uMandebele kulokho.
Baba Dube, ubona ngazani kumele kwenziwe kwabanye yini kumbe abantu babele kube kuchothoza besithi lokho ngokuyinto kwezanu-P F?
Lapho kulezo mbangazwe khona kumbe ngithi politics kuvele kujayele ukuhlupha, kusiya ngokuthi benzeni njalo benzele bani. wawuthola abantu sebedonselana ukuthi into enhle kumbe into embi. Lokho besikukhangelele njengoba nje uSandra ubesethula idlalade lakhe. Kodwa ke ngithi mina nxa bebuye babuya bamxhasa ngandlela bamxhase ngayo, bamupha bamphe khona esikubonileyo esikuzwileyo. Kuyinto enhle. Asingabaninelini khatshana ngoba kusasa savuka sikhale futhi sikabasenzeli. Sinjalo ke thina abantu ngoba mhlaba engenzanga sizathi thina gabenzi. Mhlaba yenzile sizathi bayenzele uzibani. Asibakhuthazeni ke ukuthi benzele loba ngubani. Nanku uMandebele baqale ngaye mhlawumbe kabaqali ngaye. Kodwa ke sithi abayenzele labanye kuhle lokho asingathini into enhle inhle ukuthi yenziwe ngubani. Hayi ngeyinye indaba leyo siyakhala ukuthi ama artists ethu kawasekelwa. Nanku omunye wethu sekelwe kasimxhaseni bese sikhuthaza ukuthi baxhase labanye kusasa.
Unumzana Nkululeko Innocent Dube ukhokhela iqembu le iyasa sixoxela ye ekobulawayo. Sangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sikasikhangele izwelo kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Joseph Biden usekudaze amazwe wonke ukuba alwisane ngamandla kumbe avimbe ukudumala komkhathi. UBiden wethule umbiko lo emhlanganweni omkhulu ohlolisisa isimo somkhathi emhlabeni wonke jikelele wenzelwa kwele Egypt. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Ibandla lamademocrats selenise ukuvimba elama-Republicans kuba lithathe izihlalo eziningi kudalo lwe-Senate kulandela ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngeviki ephelileyo. Abezindaba abe-Reuters babika ukuba ama-Democrats aselezihlalo ezingamathumi amahlanu kuthi elama-Republicans lezihlalo ezingamathumi amane lasitshiyagalolunye 49. Lokhu kusabalwa amavoti kudale le-House of Representatives. Elibhrithane libika ukuba elerussia lifuna ukuba bonke abantwana bengene kubutho. Sike sizwe ezamasiko. Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla sikhuluma lomnumzana Samuel Mabhena, indoda ke ekathi khona ngale egadade. Sizwe ukuthi bahambe njani oMabhena. Mabhena, siyakwamukela kuhlelo kwabo.
Hayi, angibonge.
Ye, akusitshele sizokuthobela ikhona ngale emcimbini wegadade. Akusitshela ngamafutshane.
Yebo, hayi, yesizile. Sizobungaza usuku olukhulu olwamaqhawe esizwe somthwakazi. Khumbula lapho ibutho lembizo lensukamini aphelela khona bezama ukuvikela isizwe somthwakazi ngesikhathi abelungu sebezohlasela bethatha umhlaba wakhe. Bekukuhle kakhulu ngempela ende kuyathokozisa ukubona ukuthi abantu bakithi baya kancane kancane bayananzelela ukuthi kubalulekile ukuthi sizazi ubuzwe bethu lokuthi singobani, siqhamuka kuphi, singumthwakazi, singamahlabeni.
Ye, kuqakatheke kanganani ukuthi liye emcimbini onje?
Kothi kubaluleke kakhulu ukuthi imicimbi enje ivungazwe ngesizathu sokuthi siyisizwe somthwakazi. Siye silahlekile iminyaka leminyaka ngenxa yokuthi abelungu babevele befuna kube njalo ukuthi singazizazi ubuyithi bethu lokuthi singo bani siyathi isizwe esingalamasiko aso asifile. So kubalulekile kakhulu ebantwini bakithi ukuthi babekwazi ukuthini ukuthi babungaze bahlanganele emcimbini enjengayenake esizwe somthwakazi.
Singathi-ke ubuntu bamaNdebele libuveza njani nxa kule mcimbi enye?
Ubuntu bethu sibuveza owakuqala. Sibuveza ngokuthi sigqoke imvunulo yethu yesintu siyisizwe, ukuthi vele thina as Africans sasuka salahlekelwa yikuthi sicabange ukuthi imvunulo eqondileyo ngiyabelungu. Bese kuthi thina singumthwakazi ngenxa yokuthi isizwe sethu samane salahleka kakhulu, bese singasakwazi ukuthi vele imvunulo yethu yiphi. Kuqakathekile ukuthi siziveze, sizibonise ukuthi kona hayi thina njengesizwe samthwakazi sigqoka kanje, sigqoke imvunulo yethu yesintu okwakuqala. Okwesibili yikuthi sizibuthe sibekwazi ukuthi vele isizwe sethu njengomthwakazi sadatshulwa ngenhlonipho, siyisizwe esilenhlonipho ukwazi ubuntu bethu, sihlanganisela namasiko ethu. kuqhubeka sikwazi ukuthi umuntu uyahlonipha omunye umuntu esizweni somthwakazi.
Qiba ngamafitshani khonapho ke baba Mapena.
Engingakutho siyisizwe somthwakazi, sengitsho nje nabanye lezinye izizwe singama-Afrika, ukuthi kubalulekile bantu bakithi singama-Afrika nathi bantu bomthwakazi ukuthi sivuselele okwakithi, ngoba okwakithi sokwalahleka kakhulu. Njalo sivuse umthwakazi, qhubeka njalo sesithi vuka mthwakazi size, sokuyisikhathi sokuthi uzithole azibuye emasisweni.
Ye, lapha-ke besixoxa lo mnumzana Samuel Mapena, ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu, ube khona ngale ke emcimbini wegadade. Sibonge kakhulu ungadinelwa kusasa mfoko Mapena.
Angibonge qhawe lakithi.
Ye, ngile themba lokuthi siyahlangana singabaphilileyo njalo ngeviki ezayo. Nanku esilethulele khona namhla kusigaba sokholo lwesiKristu.
Siyahlangana kuhlelo vuselela umoya, igama nguNtungameli Nkomo. Lamhlanje sixoxa lohlaziya ezokholo kanye lezamasiko umnumzana Busani Sibanda.
Sibonge babuNkomo labalaleli. Namhlanje into esiphathele yona ijule nje ngendlela eyisimanga. Sizathanda ukubheka ukuthi nga inkolo lesiko kuyangenelana na. Bantu bakithi abahle sizobheka kade kudala emuva. Inkosi zethu bezihola isizwe, zile sangoma sezwe, labaphuphi bezwe, labahlaziya amaphupho, lo mprofethi igogo lesizwe o imboni yakwantu. Yini imboni, yini igogo? Ngumprofethi ophathiswa isibane wezwe, oboniswa, ophiwa indaba zezwe. Nguye umprofethi obeyigayida yenkosi. Isizwe besingathatha istep singazange sazi ukuthi umprofethi uthini, o imboni igogo lesilithini. Uthola ukuthi umprofethi uyaboniswa ukuthi ke kule nto enje ezayo, ukuze sikwazi ukuyivika lento, bonke lwesithathu abantu abamazile bengayi emasimini bengathini, bahlale nje phansi. Umprofethi udlulisele enkosini, inkosi yenza imbizo idlulisele esizweni. Lento ibisiba lisiko, ihambisa siba lisiko lesithatha sisebenzi, isiko lethu lithi ngolesithatha sisebenzi. So sokulisiko. Sometimes inkosi umprofethi aboniswe ekusazoba lendlala esingazi ukuthi uyophelela kuphi ngoba kunzima, but aboniswe ukuthi abantu abahambe bendaweni zamalinda lakho njelele bayocela every year, bayoshweleza bacela izulu benze 1, 2, 3 ngobuntu babo. Inkosi idlulisele isizwe, isizwe si-adapta lelo sokusiba lisiko, isiko lethu. Isiko kube kuyindlela umdali akhomuniketha ngayo lesizwe through imboni zakwantu. Ngoba uNkulunkulu kakhulumi lawo wonke umuntu, kuba lalowo omkhethayo akhuluma naye. Lo okhethiwe ube dlulisele inkosi, inkosi idlulisele isizwe sokusiba lisiko. Isiko bantu bakithi yindlela yethu yokuphila ebesiphiwa ngumdali, ebesikhalaza ngayo kumdali, ebesishweleza ngayo into zilunga, yindlela yethu. Isiko sodemoniki. Izizwe lezizwe zilamasiko azo, zile ndlela yazo umdali obezi ezambula ngayo kuzo lezo zizwe. Amasiko ethu angeke afanane lamaJews, amasiko ethu angeke afanane lama-Arabs. Labo banamasiko abo. Umdali bezambula kusizwe ngesizwe through igogo o imboni umprofethi waleso sizwe, azambule ukuthi makunjenzani kanje. Lento ibisiba yisiko lesizwe. Isiko libuya kumdali, libuya kuNkulunkulu. Isizwe esilahla amasiko sifile, uNkulunkulu sifulathele leso sizwe. That's why Africa sinje silahlile amasiko ethu abesigayida, abesikhuza, abesibonisa indlela, abesixhumanisa lomdali. That's why namhlanje siyibhega yezinye izizwe. Namhlanje siyakhala, kwenze njani? Siyalamba, imvula kayinethi, siyakhala uNkulunkulu kasiboni, siyisigqila zezinye inhlanga. Inkinga silahle amasiko ethu, indlela uNkulunkulu obekhuluma nathi through imboni zakhe to guide us. Isizwe sikulahlile konke lokho. Inkosi zamandulo bezinga mufi, singazanga zabuza ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini, zibuza umprofeti. Ubesebenzisa leli siko indlela abonisa umprofeti wakhe, imboni. Imboni ibonisa idlulisele inkosi, inkosi ibisidlulisele isizwe. Leyo protocol siyilahlile. Siyilahlile. That's why izweni kunje sithi siyamkhonza umdali, silandela umdali, kodwa silahlele indlela. Sibonge. Mdali, uNkulunkulu okhokho, sixolele nini into zonke. Konke lokhu sikulahlile, sicela intethelelo njalo. Sikhuleka sithi Zulu.
Lolo bekuluhlelo fuselela umoya sixoxa lohlaziya ezokholo lezamasiko umnumzana Busani Sibanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungami Linkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungami Linkomo. Wezemidlalo izamiso yonke imidlalo yeKasilaka Premier Soccer League yeZimbabwe ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa imidlalo yenkezo yeWorld Cup kwele Qatar. Imidlalo yeWorld Cup iqala kunsukwana ezilandelayo. Kulamaqembu amahlanu amele izwekazi leAfrika kumncintiswano lo. Silokhu sikwezemidlalo uMayfield indodana kaMqeqeqi osowadlula emhlabeni uBerry Daga ugijimisa iphupho elokungenisa iqembu abaliqale belomoyi uRichard Choruma kusigaba sika Division 1.
Udaba uthi iqembu lenzilikazi baliqale ngemva kokunanzelela ukuba abadlali bomdlalo wenguquba ningi kakhulu emalokitshini abalisa emzilikazi emakhokhoba, Baba Fields kanye lengowenja, njalo abanye babo bagcina beswele amaqembu okudlalela.
Today we development yabafana abanama-16 years going upward. We are giving them a chance ukuthi bezikhulise ebhoreni, especially nxa befuna ukwenza ibhora as a profession. Our club currently is on the top of the log, but Division 2. Kathesi into esiyikhangelele ukuthi siwine promotion to Division 1. Kuyabe kuyi-first time for a team emzilikazi ukuthi promote to Division 1. Because a lot of players ezemzilikazi makhokhoba benja zijale ukudlalela ama-teams owayilendazo. Zimbabwe Sales, Chicken, Blue Chiefs, but our players maningi kakhulu, especially emzilikazi. So we're giving those abangakwaniyo ngale bezodlala ngapha.
Udaka uthi ngaphandle kokupha abadlali ithuba bahambisa abanye babo emazweni angomakhelwane.
Khona lokhu siyakuzama sisebenzelana namanye ama-agents aphandle kwelizwe ukuthi sihambise abanye abafana. Currently sihambise abanye abayi-3 eBotswana, and we are waiting for another opportunity ngoJanuwari ukuthi sihambise abanye. And abanye abadlala kithi kumzilikazi sesinama-inquiry from local clubs ezipromote ku-Premier League nezinye orete ziku-Premier League. So it's a project which is going on and on since we started it in 2017. Milo Richard Choruma now is late, but we are still pushing his vision.
Udaka uthi iqembu lemzilikazi nxa lingaphumelela ukuyadlala kusigaba saphezulu lizabe liza ludinga usekelo oluvela emphakathini ngoba indleko zingabakhama.
Our biggest challenge sinayo is sponsorship. Asilazo, but we have managed to pull through. But next year lapho esiya khona ku-Division 1, it will be very, very difficult for us to play because the budget will be 6 times to 10 times more than what we are paying now. So see, I tell even the community out there, abakwanisayo, they be bezosibukela, besilandele ku-Facebook page yeTems Rivers Football Club, bekhangela ukuthi senza njani.
Uqhubekele phambili uDaka wathi bengenza izimanga nxa bengathola usekelo lwemali.
I think well sponsored, singakhipha abanye oPeter Ndlovu, uAdam Ndlovu, uMercedes Bantu, uMzondiwa Mgatsa, uRichard Choruma Zemvumo, just to name a few old guys who used to play football at the highest level. Because our culture of football is in the boys. Asifuni ukubulala usiko lethu lemzilikazi makhukhuba ngobenja papa.
Ngesikhathi esadlala uMayfield udlalele amaqembu abalisa ele Real Stars kanye lele Highlanders, njalo ekuthatheni kwakhe umhlalaphansi ube yimanager yamaqembu abalisa ele Real Stars kanye lele Bantu Rovers. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Lilale lo ngifistwe umthembo sithembayo ngingadinwa kusasa.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka mu